Welcome to a bonus episode of 1010 Thrive, our 2021 Christmas special. 1010 Thrive, 10 minutes a day based on 10 guidelines for abundant living. Each weekday, you can find us here or wherever you can find podcasts, sharing biblical truth designed to help you find hope, meaning, and fulfillment in life. I am your host, Peter Anderson. The word Messiah comes from a Hebrew word that means anointed one or chosen one. The Greek equivalent is the word Christos, or in English, Christ. The name Jesus Christ is the same as Jesus, the Messiah. In biblical times, anointing someone with oil was a sign that God was consecrating or setting apart that person for a particular role. Thus, an anointed one was someone with a special God-ordained purpose. So whenever we say Jesus Christ, we are affirming that Jesus is the chosen one. What was Jesus chosen to do? To bring light to the world, to reveal God's love, to serve, to bring peace, to seek and to save the lost, to be an example for us, to give his life as a ransom for many.
He became sin who knew no sin, that we might become his righteousness. He humbled himself and carried the cross. Love so Messiah, name above all names, blessed Redeemer, Emmanuel, the rescue for sinners, the ransom from heaven. Jesus Messiah, Lord of all.
But when the fullness of time had come, God sent forth his Son, born of woman, born under the law, to redeem those who were under the law, so that we might receive adoption as sons.
God's timing is always perfect. The fullness of time was a time appointed by prophecy, a time when the world needed the intervention of the Savior, a time when the good news of salvation could be shared and understood and begin its transforming work.
Down in a lonely manger, our humble Christ was born, and God sent us salvation.
Love came. Love came not in a burst of feeling or a trumpet of fanfare, not in words or show, but in a feeding trough in a forgotten cave. It was a love from heaven, clothed in weakness, yet full of favor, patient and kind, humble and gracious. It insisted not on its own way, it rejoiced in truth, bearing all things, believing all things, hoping all things, enduring all things. It was a love that lived the life of a man, and though it was tempted and tortured and tried, and though it was hung on a tree and cast into a tomb, it remained too pure, too perfect to fail. This love that came down and dwelt among men and women now lives in my heart.
2, 3.
Silent night, holy night, all is calm, all is bright, round yon virgin mother and child, holy infant so tender and mild, sleep.
The actual night of Jesus' birth was likely anything but silent. The song is less biographical and more aspirational. Think about it. It's no accident that the Christmas season is the noisiest, busiest, most materialistic, and most stressful time of year. If Satan can tempt us away from being silent and quieting our hearts, then he can distract us from listening to what God is saying to us and truly celebrating Christmas. How would an event planner orchestrate the most important birth announcement in the history of the world? Perhaps he or she would enlist legions and legions of angels to ride across the skies in chariots of fire as trumpets sounded and the earth quaked. What actually happened is that angels delivered personal messages to a few unlikely people, an old man, a virgin, and then her fiancé, and some poor shepherds. Misfits. Christmas is not about the fanfare. It's not about the spectacle. It's about personal messages to the least, to the last, to the lost. It's good news to the forgotten, to the forsaken, to the fallen.
The soul felt its worth. when Christ was born.
Mary was a teenager and an unwed mother. Hers was not an enviable situation. She risked losing the man she loved, the reputation she guarded, life as she knew it, and the life she had dreamed about and for which she had planned. But when an angel came to her with a message of what was in store for her, this was her response.
I am the Lord's servant. May it be to me as you have said.
Mary, did you know that your baby boy one day walk on water? Mary, did you know that your baby boy would save our sons and daughters? Did you know that your baby boy has come to make you new? as your baby boy, will give sight to a blind man. Mary, did you know that your baby boy will calm the storm with his hands? Did you know that your baby boy had walked where angels to run? When you kiss this little baby, you kiss the face of God. Oh, Mary, did you know? Did you know? Did you know? Oh, Mary, did you know? Did you know? Did you know? The blind will see, the deaf will hear, the dead will live again. The lame will leap, the dumb will speak, the praises of the Lamb. Mary, did you know that your baby boy is Lord of all creation? Did you know that your baby boy will one day rule the nations? Did you know
Now when Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea in the days of King Herod, behold, wise men from the east came to Jerusalem, saying, Where is he who is born King of the Jews? For we saw his star in the east and have come to worship him.
At the time of Jesus' birth, when the children of Israel were under subjection to Rome, the Parthian Empire, centered in Persia, was a leading power in the east. And the ruling class consisted of astrologer priests who practiced Zoroastrianism, the dominant religion of this realm. They were called magi, a word translated in some versions of the Bible as wise men. Some number of these traveled, perhaps for months, to Bethlehem, bearing gifts for a king. Why did they journey so far to an unknown place, undertaking a trip of indeterminate length to visit someone whom they had never met? Matthew writes that they had seen his star in the east. It appears that they knew the prophecies recorded in Genesis 49 and Numbers 24. Perhaps they had been looking for it. And when it appeared in the sky at the moment of Jesus' birth, they recognized it for what it was. Some commentators believe that the object interpreted as a star may have been like the pillar of fire that guided the Israelites in the wilderness after the Exodus. Could the Shekinah glory of God that dwelt with his people as they transitioned from bondage to the promised land, could that have been the light that welcomed seekers to the feet of the babe who would rescue fallen humanity from the bondage of sin? It's likely. Those of us who have type A personalities have a hard time with submission. We like to be in control, having management over our own lives. The Magi may have been like that as well. They were certainly men of authority, accustomed to doing what they wanted, going where they wanted, giving orders, and taking the lead. But for an extended period of time, they yielded. They looked to God and followed where he guided them. And at the end of it all, they found Jesus and they worshiped. Think about how this could be a blueprint for us to live our lives today. Look for the light, the one that is transcendent and never fades, and follow it into true freedom.
Oh, come.
The Little Drummer Boy is a popular Christmas song written in 1941. It was originally known as Carol of the Drum and is based on a traditional Czech carol. Although there isn't any reference to a drummer boy in the Christmas story in Matthew and Luke, the point of the carol goes straight to the heart of the meaning of worship. The carol describes how a boy is summoned by the Magi to the scene of Christ's birth. Unlike the wise men, however, the drummer has no gift, so he gives what he has. He plays his drum, saying, "I played my best for him." God does not need our gold, frankincense, or myrrh, but he does want us to give him our best. He does want us to give him our hearts. In Ephesians 2 verse 14, Paul tells us that Jesus himself is our peace. He was the whole complete human that I was made to be but failed to be. And now he gives me life as a gift. And endowed with the peace of Christ, Jesus' followers are called to spread peace. In Matthew 5 verse 9, Jesus says, "Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God." Begin with me.
to be with God as our Father. Brothers, oh, are we? Let me walk with my brother in perfect harmony. Let peace begin with me. Let this be my moment now. With every step I take, let this be my solemn vow to take each moment and live each moment with peace eternally. Let there be peace on earth and let it begin with me.
Jesus came, you may not know, let me share with you. When Jesus came, he was asked about the greatest commandment, and he talked about loving the Lord your God with all your heart. Does it sound familiar? With all your soul, with all your strength. And he said the second greatest commandment is to love your neighbor as yourself. And we are neighbors, right? Mm-hmm. And so I think it's so important. I mean, Jesus' words obviously show us that it's important, but I think it's really, really important that we don't lose connection with one another, and that we reach out to one another to let each other know you're not alone. I'm in this with you. When you hurt, I hurt. When you cry, I cry. When you are happy, I'm happy. I've got your back. And I think there's so many people in the world right now who feel alone. And so it's important for us to not let that happen. If you have friends, if you have family, strangers, just reach out, give a smile, give a compliment, give a word of encouragement, just anything to let people know this life is going to be okay. We've got each other's back. So I wanted to share this song. It simply says, "You'll never walk alone." I hope it inspires you today.
Is a golden sun.
taking away from this Christmas season? How will you give love? How can peace begin with you? What is the best of yourself that you can give to Christ? However you choose to spend this holiday season, and however you choose to let the spirit of Christmas fill your heart throughout the year, we at 1010 Thrive wish you and yours a very Merry Christmas.
A merry little Christmas. Let your heart be light. From now on, our troubles will be out of sight. Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Make the Yuletide gay. From now on, our troubles will be miles away.
Father, thank you for the gift of your Son, sent to an ignorant, indifferent, and preoccupied world more than 2,000 years ago. Help us to make room in our hearts for this Son, not only during this Christmas season, but for all time. That's our episode. Remember that God called you not only to live, but to thrive. Live life to the full today.